This meeting to order. All right, meeting called to order at 5:00. Roll call, please.
Yeah, Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Chairman Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Wriston.
Absent.
All right, please stand with me. Keep standing. Pledge, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See no visitors. Acknowledge that there's no visitors. Next is the meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the minutes in the packet for you guys to review from April 26th meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from April 26th, and that was the revised with the correct ending time.
Yeah.
That was sent out.
I believe
that. Okay. All right, got a first and second?
I'll second it.
There you guys
go. Oh, we did? All right.
Third it.
Sorry. Third it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number six.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Hatley came in today and we went over the warrants and I believe that they were all in good order.
They were. I met with Manager Sturdivant today, so I'll make a motion that we approve the warrants numbers 27439 through 27496 in the amount of $329,841.60, which included the commissioner's checks and electronic fund transfers.
Second. Got a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, item number seven, fiscal reports.
Yes, we included those in your packet for your review.
A little bit newer here. Could you explain to me the fiscal year at the very bottom, the percentage of funds invested?
So we don't keep very much in our bank account. We all keep it all in the LAIF account, which is the local area investment funds. Uh-huh. It's like all the different agencies contribute to it, and it's like an investment fund. So we typically only keep enough in the bank account or transfer from LAIF enough into the bank account just to pay the bills, and we keep the rest of it earning interest, which it's very little at this point.
I was going to say, it's like an investment fund, except you get almost no interest.
Except you get no return on it, yeah.
Nice.
But at one time, it pumped out like 8% interest when they first got in, so it was nice, but that's no longer
the case.
That's
to set the hook.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. First one's free, right?
Hey, we're all in now.
First one's free.
But 100% is guaranteed, right? Even though it's an investment?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why there's such a low return on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Huber has an investment firm that guarantees, I think, 12%. Is that right,
Scott? You do? That would be news to me.
Okay. Any questions on the report? Please hide the mic. I'll make a motion that we accept the fiscal report.
I second it.
No, first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number eight, update to policy 3110.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So two meetings ago, at the special meeting, Commissioner Reynolds asked that we look at the emergency spending authorization for the manager. And so at the last meeting in April, you guys threw around some numbers and you guys agreed to a $25,000 emergency spending limit with a $50,000 with chair or vice chair approval and the lawyer being informed of that. And so we had Attorney Huber write up the language, and that policy 3110 was in your packet for you to review.
Great. Any questions on this item?
I thought that it was,
$25,000 for an emergency situation and $50,000 with chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I had a couple of cookies, my sugar's getting. Yeah, 50 if the chair or the vice chair.
Yeah.
Why is it referred to as petty cash?
That's not referred to as petty cash. The policy just has the petty cash in it, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Because you know how $50,000 is going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting pretty close.
They weren't going to be jump change or petty cash.
Playing with the big kids now.
Yeah,
that's what we keep on hand.
Yeah, no.
All right, no other questions. There are no other questions for the motion on the floor for this.
I'll make a motion that we adopt policy number 3110, expense authorization.
I'll second it.
First and second.
Do we need a roll call for this one since it's
yes,
spending?
Yeah.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley?
Yes.
Unanimous.
And I just want to say I think that's wise, just updating with everything. Everything's so expensive now. Just double the cost just to fill up a tank of gas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
30-gallon tank, and a lot of the pump shut off $100, so I'm like, well, I can either put my car back in or just run with $100.
Yeah.
Before it runs out, hit another 100, and hopefully I can fill it up.
Yeah, yeah, in 3 days.
Exactly.
I fill up two trucks at the same time today, and it was $350.
That is insane. So anyway, item number 9.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So item number 9 is, so once a year we look at all the all of our charges here at SCORE. And so last year, you weren't on the board, but last year we the board chose to pass a rate increase schedule instead of doing it every single year. So they'd already agreed to on a schedule to bring them up every year. So they decided last year just to do so that way we didn't have to bring back the resolution every single year to up the thing, to up the sewer service fee. So, but part of that is also looking at the septic fee, the septic haulers fee. And we are still pretty far under what Neal Road is. So next year we'll probably be looking into this and really doing some research to see if we need to raise the septic rate, which I believe we do, but we have not done any of the actual research to prove that. So, but next year I would expect it to go up, but this year we would ask you guys just to keep it the same.
I have a quick question. If we want to look at increasing this next year, is that going to be a Prop 218 hearing for the member entities to increase this?
Septage. I don't believe it will be for you guys. Scott can correct me. I believe it would be a 218 hearing for us at SCORE, though.
It actually would be.
Because we actually charge the septic drivers, not you guys.
Yeah, you're correct. It would be. It is a Prop 218. But the question is which entity has to do it.
It falls on SCORE. Okay.
And it's this one that has to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense with you.
Although there
you're
is
being one collecting the fees, not the member entity.
There exactly. are some advertising obligations that you would have to undertake. Mm-hmm. But on behalf of SCORE.
Right. Thank you. That's all I have.
So our recommendation is for you guys to just vote to keep the sewer septage fee the same.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 02-22, the resolution establishing septage processing charge reserve and unrestricted account and yearly review as part of the sewer service charge.
Second. First and second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passes. And item 10 is closed session, so this is where we ask our visitors to leave and we go to closed session. Our visitors have